The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 264, The Decoy.
Jomac, come in. Jomac. Attention all personnel. Simon, assist Lenora. Everyone else head to the spaceport. The truck was a decoy. Hanneke and his guard may still be at the spaceport.
We're on our way.
A decoy? That's something I didn't think she would do.
It sounded like she gave up without a fight. What's up with that?
It just doesn't sound right to me. I mean, she went through a lot of trouble, just the three of them.
It's pretty obvious why she did it. It's personal with her.
Wait. Are you saying she sacrificed herself just to let Hanneke and his guard escape? Just to be arrested and join Flame and Lister?
Yes. She has that blind devotion to him. Stupid, blind devotion.
Are you speaking from experience?
No comment.
I'll take that as a yes.
To take it any way you want. But right now we need to focus on finding Hanneke and his guard.
Simon to Jaffa. We have Ursula secured. Contact the IDF security force to come and get her and this vehicle.
Copy that. We'll have someone there shortly.
Well, I hope the skipper's okay.
They either subdued him or took him hostage.
Get eyes on any vehicle we pass, just in case they're headed this way. If we see them, we'll pursue. However, we'll have to exercise extreme caution. There's a good chance they took Jomax M19.
Let's just hope they took his radio. That means they could be monitoring us.
Our intercom system for the quads is safe. But I'm sure I've heard all our radio transmissions.
Gabby to Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
Jomac was equipped with the radio. In case they confiscated it, I recommend we switch frequencies.
I concur. Switch to the backup frequency we previously discussed.
We are switching.
Mercury switching.
Prometheus switching.
This is Jaffra. Lenora and I are on the alternate frequency. Gabby, Slane, Marco, do you copy?
Gabby with you.
Slane is online.
Marco copies. Mercury with you.
Prometheus with you.
Liam, make sure the Prometheus is fully secured. They're going to need a ship and you're a prime candidate.
Not to worry. All entrances are fully secured from the inside. I've manually blocked access to the bridge, so there's no way they can take this ship.
This is the Mercury. We've taken similar precautions. George is also scanning the area for any movement. I've notified spaceport personnel of what's going on, and I'll have notified all pilots to be on the lookout for those two.
This is Tony. Any word from IDF about sending someone out here?
They're sending three people. We'll secure the stolen vehicle and transport Ursula back to the ship.
Very good. We can reunite her with Lister in the brig. Tony out.
Well, that'll be interesting, getting those two clowns back together.
Yeah, he might be a little upset with her.
I don't think so. From what I understand, she freed them all. Lister didn't get away because Tam shot him.
Well, if Hanneke and his guard get away, that might be it for Ursula and Lister. Why risk everything to save your competition?
We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out.
It had been a long day. Nelson and the bomb squad member and his canine barely escaped a bomb booby trap, and I ended up following Nelson to the hospital. I know Director Holliday wasn't happy that I was on site and almost got blown up a second time. Fortunately, he was okay with me working the case. Hernandez and I are waiting for results to come back on the possible trigger device for the second bomb. I returned to the station that morning and found Nelson back at it.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Where's Hernandez?
He went back to the crime scene. The department is using some academy cadets to sift through the rubble. They'll cover the entire area. If there's so much as a hairpin, they'll find it.
That's good. Have you had any luck with what we found?
We're looking at the same source as the fire at the electronics store from Von Langer, so I'm confident that was either a rage or rage-backed attack.
So you think a high-powered laser was the ignition source?
Without a doubt. Like Hernandez said, if the floor had been burned as badly as the ceiling, they would have attributed the damage to a lightning strike.
Honestly, I'm not so concerned about the how. I'm more concerned with the why. Why target a dry cleaner, other than the fact that it's next door to a known Rage operative?
It could be because it's actually a Rage headquarters or a safe house. What's that famous gut of yours saying?
That someone knew I had worked the Parks case here not too long ago, and it would pique my interest.
That's interesting. You're saying that you'd want to follow up on this incident since it was next door to the Parks case.
Yes, and it worked. I was right there when the second bomb went off.
I respect your intuition, Kate, but that's quite a long shot. First, they would have had to count on you showing up when you did. And second, they would have to time the blast to catch you inside. There are just too many variables for that to work.
Yet I was right there when the second bomb went off. That's why I am so suspicious of it being a random timer.
So far, there's no evidence of a remote switch.
So far, but maybe the cadets will find something.
If we can find something, anything that will tell us the who of this event, we'll know the why.
I hope so. Do you think Pierman could help? He may know of any Rage operatives in the area.
I've already talked to him about it. He's not aware of any.
Well, that doesn't mean much. We're finding that some of these Rage moles have been buried for quite a while. Did you get anything on the chemical analysis?
Nothing that stands out, which leads me to believe that this was alien tech.
Like the electronics store?
Exactly. High-powered lasers are the only thing, besides Mother Nature, that could do this kind of damage, which makes it difficult to explain to Hernandez.
We're just going to have to convince him that it was something else.
That's going to be a challenge. He's like a bulldog when it comes to something like this.
If another case pops up, maybe he'll take that assignment and let you run with this one.
Yeah, maybe pigs will fly.
They do on Galaza.
You know what I mean. Well, we'll need to divert his attention from this case.
This is where we need an IDF plant for section captain. Do we have anyone above him?
Not in Baltimore PD. Your office is as close as we can get. Is there any chance Homeland could take over?
If you only knew how ironic that sounds.
Well, I remember them swooping in and taking over the Jeremy Parks investigation. You were fit to be tied.
I'm on the other side now. I can repay the favor, so to speak.
Maybe they could classify this as domestic bombing. We might have to pull some strings with the FBI to keep them out of this one.
Do we have any strings to pull?
Maybe. Let's see first how it goes with Hernandez. If we can come up with some sort of explanation on the burn pattern, we might be able to get this one past him, maybe.
All right, you're the munitions expert. I'll leave that up to you.
Then I guess I'd better get busy.
Well, good morning. I was beginning to worry about you two.
Yeah, with Joey Chestnut here, breakfast is anything but routine.
Chestnut? Are you mocking me?
No. He's a professional competitive eater. He once ate 60, well, what was it? No, 76 hot dogs with their buns in just 10 minutes.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Are you telling me that eating copious amounts of food is a profession?
I don't know. Joey's net worth is over $4 million, so yeah.
Then what am I doing here? I could be making money hand over fist. And I mean that literally.
Look, the fact that you're an alien with two stomachs would most likely disqualify you. You probably take 75 in each stomach.
That sounds like a challenge. Where could we buy some hot dogs?
Forget it, Sam. I'm not buying 150 hot dogs for you.
Aw. Well, maybe I could have lunch with this Joey guy and bury him under the table.
I'm sure you could, but no, we don't need that kind of attention.
He's right, Sam. But you have to admit, Jim, that'd be fun to watch. So, do you guys want to hear more about this case, or are we going to talk food all morning?
Please, more about the case.
Well, first I did a thorough check on the courier company, and they are legit. I found a surveillance camera, and the van logged in about 40 minutes after leaving you.
So he pretty much drove straight back, huh?
Well, that's what it looks like.
That doesn't mean this guy isn't doing something wrong. I'm sure he has a legitimate job.
Well, that's true. In fact, he would have to have a legitimate job as a cover. He's often passing legit papers, so no one suspected if once in a while he was passing secrets or money. Kelly, as far as we know, this guy works for a company, but he has a private office, right?
Well, yeah. From what I can tell, he's using it as a work-from-home office. He only has to go in occasionally.
Yeah, that seems to be a growing trend these days. I'm wondering how I could pull that off.
I guess you could go home and just call us with instructions.
Yes, strap a camera to your head for stakeouts.
He is kidding, right?
He'd better be. So, oh wise chief, what's our next step?
Give anything back on Knack?
His Knack?
He's talking about an NAC, which is a national agency check. So, we don't have everything yet, but so far, there's nothing glaring.
He's probably going to be clean, squeaky clean.
Why do you say that?
Well, if for some reason he turns out to be a Rage operative, we won't find a thing. If he's legitimate, he'll be clean or wouldn't be working for the government.
Then why bother checking?
Well, because nobody's perfect. We were able to bust Louis, Hank, Korski, Bishop, and Oposky because they all made a mistake along the way.
Until then, we'll just keep digging.
So, what's on our agenda for today?
You mean besides lunch or supper? First, we're going to find out where he is. We'll start at his office. If he's not there, we'll check his company's headquarters. Once we locate him, we're going to observe.
Until lunch?
Yes, Sam, until lunch. I can't be on a stakeout with that stomach or stomachs of yours going off. I'd alert the whole neighborhood. Car alarms would be going off. Children would be hiding under their desks at school.
You're messing with me, right?
Yes, Sam, I'm messing with you now. Let's go.
I'll call you if I get anything.
Where's Jomak?
There was no sign of him when we got here.
You think they took him?
We just got here ahead of you. We can't say for sure. We only know that he wasn't here. Jaffra from Mercury.
Go for Mercury.
Did Jomak make contact with you before he left?
Left? Jomak talked to me when he talked to you. I haven't heard anything from him since.
He's not at the gate. Have Georgia broadcast on multiple frequencies with instructions for him to contact us.
Standby.
Well, maybe he spotted them and went after him.
But he should have his radio on.
Calling Captain Jomak. Please contact the Mercury on tactical backup frequency. Captain Jomak, contact on backup frequency. Negative contact. Mercury out.
I suggest we split up as before and search the entire spaceport.
Everyone, move out. Stay on this frequency. Agent Simon, Lenora, I'll catch up. Nate, what is ground control frequency?
123.6.
Roger that.
Ground control to Major Tom. You're clear for taxi.
Ground, this is Jaffra, IDF Bounty Hunter with the Mercury. Over.
Go ahead, Bounty Hunter.
We had a guard stationed at the south gate. Do you know if there was any vehicular traffic through there recently?
Stand by. I will check with our refueling tanker. They've been online refueling all sleep cycles.
Copy. All units, I'm contacting ground control for any traffic they may have observed.
We copy.
Same here.
Ground for Mercury, Bounty Hunter.
This is Bounty Hunter, over.
Within the past 10 standard minutes, ground personnel saw a small vehicle pass through the south gate after picking up a passenger. Over.
We believe that person was kidnapped. We need your assistance. Can you place a bolo on the vehicle? There should be three personnel on board. One is a hostage. Also, transmit any information you have on the vehicle to the freighter Mercury. Over.
Roger that, Brad. Mercury, this is Drown. Do you copy?
We copy. I'm sending you a link via your computer modem. This will link our Robo 4. Over.
Transmitting.
Information has been received. All units, information has been sent to your onboard navigation systems regarding the suspect vehicle.
Thank you, Ground. Mercury out.
Has the information appeared on your GPS units yet?
Affirmative. Gabby, you, Slane, and Marco cover the tarmac area. Agent Simon, you and Lenora fan out. I'll be covering the southern part of the city.
I'll cover central, and Lenora will take the north.
Sounds good. Mercury and Prometheus maintain security. I'm proceeding to rendezvous with Agent Simon. Let's find these two before it's too late for JOMAC.
Ontario, Canada. Rich in history and alive with people.
Sounds like an interesting place.
Before I open the portal, I'll conduct a perimeter check.
I was looking on a map, and this place is in the middle of nowhere. Why here?
Well, it's halfway between Ottawa and Kingston. To the east is Montreal, and to the southwest is Toronto. It's out of the way, so it will not draw too much attention. Okay, the coast is clear. Head directly south and you'll find your car. Just hit the unlock button on the keys that I gave you. Portal is closed. It is safe to egress. Happy hunting.
Thanks. We'll check in with you this evening.
Wow. It's really beautiful here. It looks like we came out of some sort of rock monument with a bird on top.
There's a general store right across the road.
That's kind of funny.
How's that?
The name of the store is the Clayton General Store. Is that a library on the front porch?
That seems to be the case. I suppose it's one of those take one, leave one libraries.
Well, at least we know where to go for supplies. It doesn't look like there's very much around here.
This is a destination for camping and outdoor recreation.
Obviously for the summer. I can't imagine what it's like here in the winter. Wait. We're not staying at a campsite, are we?
No. Pierman has us booked in Kingston for the night. If I remember correctly, it's a little over an hour and a half drive from here.
An hour and 42 minutes, to be precise. That is, if we take Perth Road and Route 10.
I take it you checked your Garmin already.
I like being prepared.
Well, are you prepared to explain what we're doing here in case someone asks? You know people are very friendly up here in Canada.
How about you're an eccentric retiree and I'm your traveling nurse?
Yeah, that sounds like the perfect cover. That won't raise any eyebrows.
No, I was actually thinking that you're my dad and we are on our way to see your sister in Kingston.
Could be worse.
Oh yeah? How so?
You could be saying that I'm your grandfather.
No, I think Father will work.
Okay, let's give it a try here. Well, there you go.
You want me to drive?
That works for me. Let's stop in the store here and get some munchies for the drive.
Okay. Maybe I'll get a pop.
A pop?
A soda. You're in Canada now. You need to learn the language.
Pop it is. Looks like they got a little bit of everything here. So does our... I mean, the pop is over here.
Here's what I want.
I'll take this one. I'm going to get one of the small cakes. You want anything?
I'm good.
It'll be $2.15, eh?
Here you go.
85 is your change.
Thank you.
So, you folks just passing through?
My daughter and I were in Ottawa visiting relatives. Now we're on our way to Kingston to see my sister.
Yeah, you know, I can't help but notice your accent.
Dad was raised in Virginia. I moved away for college and never got the heavy southern accent. My aunt comes up here in the summer to stay on Wolf Island.
Why, that's a stone's throw from the USA. You know, it's funny you should say that.
Really? Why is that?
There's an American fellow here yesterday, headed for Kingston. Said he went to Ottawa first.
That is odd. I didn't realize that Kingston was such a popular place.
Boy, the Mounties train there, you know. It's a popular destination for tourists.
Well, thank you so much. This is a very interesting story you have here.
Hey, you're welcome, eh? Come back any time.
Thank you.
That's too much of a coincidence.
You're right. Onward to Kingston.
Mercury to Agent Simon.
Go for Agent Simon.
An IDF patrol just delivered Ursula. We've secured her in the brig. She and Lister can stare across at each other now.
That's excellent news, thank you. Hopefully, Hanukkah and his guard will soon be joining them.
We'll be ready for him. Mercury out.
That's good news. I won't relax, though, until we turn her over to the authorities in Baldabar.
I'm sure everyone feels that way. What's your position?
I'm 2 blocks to your east. The street between us is one way.
Jaffra, are you still 1 block west?
That's affirmative. We'll continue in this direction and meet at the bar. I'm sure that owner knows more than he told Gabby's crew, and whatever it is, I'll get it out of him.
I bet you will.
Jaffra, we've searched the entire tarmac area and there's no sign of them.
You, Marco, and Slane can join up with us. Cover the north end of the city and meet up at the bar.
Copy that.
Mercury to all personnel. George has analyzed the data sent from ground control. We've identified the vehicle seen passing through the south gate. I'm sending a photo to everyone's GPS. Now go find them.
The data received.
I just saw a vehicle matching that description.
Are you sure, Lenora?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to catch up to them. I'll get back to you.
If you identify them, don't approach. Wait for me.
Copy.
Everyone hold your positions and continue to search.
We're in position now, searching the north end. We'll rendezvous with you at the bar once we reach the eastern boundary.
Copy that.
Lenora, what is your status now?
I have the vehicle in sight. I'm still not sure if it's them. I'll soon be close enough to tell.
I also have a vehicle in sight that matches the description. This is apparently a common model.
Agent Simon to Mercury.
Go for Mercury.
I don't suppose Tam has any luck interrogating Ursula.
She's with her now. I don't think we'll get anything out of her.
I suppose not. Make sure Ursula knows that we have a description of the vehicle Hanukkah is in, and we're closing in on him. There's still time to make a deal.
We'll give it our best shot.
That's all we can ask.
I've caught up to the car, and there is only one female occupant.
You can also eliminate the one I spotted. It's not them.
Now, once you reach the city's edge, head for the bar. That has to be where they're hiding.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to the east of the city but dense jungle. They'd have to be crazy to go in there.
Where am I?
Well, good morning, sleepyhead. Nice of you to join us.
What? You two?
How very observant of you. Yes, it is us. Did you have a nice nap?
Nap? What nap? Last thing I remembered was seeing a car approach the gate, and
it was lights out for you.
Joe Mac has been kidnapped and taken to the jungle. Will the team realize where he is? Will Scarlett and Thornton have any luck in Kingston? And what will the cadets find in the bombing rubble? Find out in the next episode of the Honk Chronicles, the Kingston Trio.